Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Ortho Bullets podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of athletic pubalgia and adductor strain found under the knee and sports section at orthobullets.com. Let's begin with a quick summary. Athletic pubalgia is a clinical entity characterized by anterior pelvic or groin pain. It is commonly referred to as a quote-unquote sports hernia, and it is thought to occur as a result of an adductor muscle strain due to direct trauma or overuse microtrauma. Diagnosis is made clinically by tenderness over the adductor longus and groin pain that worsens with sitting up or Valsalva maneuvers. Treatment is non-operative with rest and physical therapy. Now let's get into the episode. In terms of the demographics, remember that males are affected more often than females, and it is common in hockey players and soccer players. In terms of the anatomic location, this occurs in muscles of the abdominal wall or adductor longus. And in terms of the pathophysiology, this may be caused by acute trauma or microtrauma caused by overuse. It is thought to be caused by abdominal hyperextension and thigh abduction, and there may be a specific injury to the common aponeurosis between the rectus abdominis and the adductor longus, which is thought to be a source of pain. Moving on to the presentation. Symptoms will include lower abdominal pain and inguinal pain at the extremes of exertion. On exam, one may note tenderness to the adductor longus, and a provocative test is pain with Valsalva and sit-ups. In terms of imaging, one should obtain radiographs, MRI, and bone scans to rule out other causes of symptoms. And with regards to the differential, remember that this must be differentiated from subtle true inguinal hernia. With regards to treatment, non-operative options include rest and physical therapy for 6 to 8 weeks. This is indicated as the first line of treatment. Operative options include a pelvic floor repair versus an adductor or rectus recession. This is indicated after extensive non-operative treatment fails. Another option is decompression of the genital branch of the genitofemoral nerve. This is also indicated after extensive non-operative treatment fails. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to athletic pubalgia and adductor strain, let's walk through some questions to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For the first question, consider the following. Sports that rely heavily on which of the following movements are felt to contribute to the overuse syndrome known as athletic pubalgia? And the answer choices are Choice 1. Hip extension and abduction. Choice 2, hip extension and adduction. Choice 3, hip flexion and abduction. Choice 4, hip flexion and adduction. Or choice 5, lumbar hyperextension. The best answer to this question is Choice 1, hip extension and abduction. Athletic pubalgia, also referred to as a sports hernia, is theorized to be an overuse syndrome typically seen in high-level athletes. It is theorized that emphasis on lower extremity strengthening, especially the adductors, with minimal emphasis on rectus strengthening, leads to muscle imbalance. Extension abduction of the leg with eccentric contraction of the adductors leads to high shear stress on the rectus and may lead to tears of the transversalis fascia, rectus muscle, and/or the adductor magnus origin. While these may be detected on MRI, the diagnosis remains largely clinical. Non-operative treatment is attempted for 6 to 8 weeks prior to considering surgery. Hernia repairs with mesh, rectus abdominis reattachment, and adductor release are all possible surgeries for this problem, depending on the specific site of injury. The publication by Taylor et al. Found that inguinal hernias and microscopic tears or avulsions of the internal oblique muscle may be seen at surgery in athletes with groin pain. The publication by Farber described sports hernia as groin pain in the athlete without imaging abnormalities and tends to not improve without hernia-type surgery. For the second question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 24-year-old professional male soccer player has lower abdominal pain on exertion. He has pain with resisted hip adduction and with sit-ups. There is no palpable inguinal hernia with the Valsalva maneuver. Non-surgical management has failed to provide relief. After ruling out malignancies, what is the next most appropriate step in management? And the answer choices are Choice 1, additional non-surgical management. Choice 2, referral to a sports hernia surgeon. Choice 3, ultrasound of the scrotum. Choice 4, CT of the pelvis. Or choice 5, a cortisone injection. The best answer to this question is Choice 2, referral to a sports hernia surgeon. The patient has a sports hernia or athletic pubalgia. The exact nature of this pathology is not well understood. MRI scans are not very helpful in making a diagnosis. In high-performance athletes who have failed to respond to non-surgical management, surgical intervention is needed to strengthen the anterior pelvic floor. additional non-surgical management at this point will not improve symptoms. Cortisone injection will not strengthen the pelvic floor. CT scan of the pelvis is valuable to rule out bony injuries such as osteitis pubis. Ultrasound of the scrotum will have no additional diagnostic use in management of this patient. That's all for this review about athletic pubalgia and adductor strain. We hope that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session from OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on orthobullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the OrthoBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the OrthoBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the OrthoBullets podcast.